A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Close to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Hey, before we start, good way to begin Monday. I've got a gift for all three of you.
Yes.
Josh, here we go.
Win all week.
Yes.
Eco.
So we
stayed. Oh my gosh.
We stayed. Omaha men's basketball stayed in a courtyard by Marriott on Colorado Boulevard. Friday night. Left Saturday before the game.
Very nice.
There was only one of those in my room. I went to the housekeeper that was in the hallway, and I said, can I borrow something here? And she goes, what do you need? And I said, well, it's kind of an inside joke, but it's not, you know, you're not going to get in trouble. Can I have some extra soaps? She said, have as many as you want, because usually we throw them away.
Hey, listen.
Wow.
So I want you guys to use those, and you tell me if that is a good...
Now, I know it says facial.
Yes.
And so it says it in French as well.
So there's a bigger bar somewhere in the hotel room?
Yeah, and use that in the shower.
No. This is what I'm telling you. Is there another bar in the hotel room outside of this
one? You
go
through all that soap in one day?
Dude, this is one wash almost.
What the heck?
Don't you think?
How hard are you scrubbing?
Yeah, well, like, I use a wash rag.
That's a good
question. Now
I don't hear very much.
You folks may just be hand guys, but I use a wash rag.
You folks.
The other three in this room.
I don't even think I use a wash rag.
Bro, let me put it to you this
now
way.
Remember, if like
let me put it to you this way.
Use it the next day.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. If would you buy this size bar of soap in a store?
No, I wouldn't buy any bar of soap.
Okay,
but no.
This,
and how much would this cost?
This bar of soap should not last you the weekend.
Yeah, I don't think you could buy these probably in singles. They'd probably sell it to
this
you in
not
about
last,
45
This should not
packs.
Be a Saturday,
it,
Sunday.
You use it, and then when they come in and clean your room, they give you another one.
Well, that's why. Yeah, you know, you stay at the hotel for a day. This
They're
is
not
going
to give you a big barely soap.
Barely.
Wow. What do you get it? That you get that all the way down to the nub?
Big soap guy.
Bro,
did you see his picture the first time?
Yes. If you shower three times a day, even twice, this isn't lasting.
Are you showering three times a day?
Not even going to get into that. It's legendary. Yeah.
I don't know the backstory here, but...
I like to be clean. I'll leave it at that.
One's enough for me.
Well, that's going to leave it at that. I'm not going to give you any ammo for your sense of your creativity.
I think we should all hang out because I need to know more about you guys.
Dude, I'm weird.
Because these...
I'm weird.
I Sharpie's often get made thrown
a,
off.
Sharpie has made a living off of my idiosyncrasies. He's traveled with me. He's roomed with me.
We've learned a lot about
you guys
each
have
other.
Institutional
do,
knowledge of each
we
other.
We do things differently, which is fine.
I have some OCD habits.
Uh-huh.
And but I'm not the only one. I'm definitely not alone.
That's okay. That's fine.
I like to be clean.
I like to be clean.
That's all.
I just wasn't aware about how clean you like
to
be.
And if I have to use the restroom in public, which is almost never going to happen, I'm definitely showering.
Oh, okay, so on the cleanness, and this is a good
one. And I don't like to smell like food either. So like if we're out somewhere and we go eat, like I'm either changing.
Oh, okay.
And if I change, I do like to shower.
There's a smell about it for sure. You come back.
Yeah,
and
there are certain, even in this town, there are certain restaurants you go to that when you leave, you smell like them.
Yeah. Dude, there's a sandwich place who shall remain nameless. The minute you walk in there and you come out, you already know where you've been.
Yep.
I mean, you smell like their version of yeast.
Not just in this town. That sandwich.
Yeah,
shop.
It's a national chain. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what.
Yes.
Right. Like so. That's, and it's weird. It's like it immediately. It's like there are these
automatically.
Little,
you know
there
where
these
you
little
are.
Particles that are waiting for you to walk through the door. They're like, get them, boys.
Maybe that's part of the charm for a place like that. I mean,
and they're like clink, 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 clink.
They
clink,
can blindfold
clink.
You, walk you into a place, and be like, oh yeah, here I am.
Well, okay. So one
Eat
of
fresh.
Those one of those places is Subway at NFM. The smell is overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Subway smell when
Gary,
you are
Gary Sharp here.
You turn
for a future
you turn to your right and you grab your waffle maker. You turn to your left and there's their stand. And I think they pump the Subway smell through the vents at NFM.
Yeah,
Sharpie over there.
Oh, it's overwhelming.
We're there on Friday. What's our proximity?
Get a television. You've been to Subway. You've been to Subway.
No, I don't have a problem with Subway. It's wow. You walk in, and it just has that little location near the front of one of the entrances.
Yep.
And the smell is like, whoa, we're at Subway.
Mm-hmm. Which has to be one of the greatest spots ever. I wonder what they do for revenue.
It used to be a Burger King, right?
Or do people eat when they shop?
I'm pretty sure it used to be a Burger King.
Do you
King
eat
right
when
there.
You shop, Josh? Would you eat?
Well, now you
they
can,
have a bar there
yeah,
now.
Yeah, now you can walk around Whoa. With beer.
Yes.
At NFM.
Oh. Inside? The
open container, yeah.
Yes.
Cheap plug will be there Friday for...
No, wait nice. A minute. Wait
True
a minute.
Story.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, Damon, yes, this is real.
Okay, 10 walk, to 2 walk, and on Sportsmanlike Conduct.
Walk your boy through this. What happens?
You walk in the door. There's a bar and a Subway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's right there next to that?
I mean, it's not a bar. It's like a window. You know, yep. They have a few beers on tap, a lot of other stuff as well.
You can walk around with an open container at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
And it's right next to the show kitchens. So you know. You
that could, is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Now, they were wise. You can't go sit in, like, the recliners and all of a sudden there's TVs right there.
Been?
So they're...
It's been a year or two, probably.
Yeah, I need to get out. I think they started pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shop online. That is really interesting.
To avoid the smells?
No, just, I mean,
keep
I don't
your clothes clean.
I don't enjoy shopping. In
so
public.
You are a very clean person.
No question.
What happens if we're at events and like in a press box or somewhere and you get stuck next to somebody that is not as clean as you?
Have you and I not had this conversation
well,
about
yeah,
me
but
moving
not on
seats?
Air. I think okay. This is good. We're letting Connor know more about us.
I've moved before. And I feel bad, too, because some guys and gals have been out all day. You're either shooting or filming, and I'm not trying to be that guy, so I just politely move. It's okay. I mean,
yeah,
I
you, don't, you,
hey,
you don't confront
you,
them.
Appreciate you, you know.
For the record, I've seen you in the
there.
Press box yeah. a lot. I've never seen
before.
You move. I've never seen you move from any of the people you guys sit
yeah,
next
well,
to.
Yeah, well, one of them is typically severe. He's to my right, mm-hmm. and AK is to my left. And AK is so busy during the deal. I only see him for like...
Oh, yeah.
A couple of seconds.
Those TV
at a time.
People are rolling.
Dude. You ever been up there on the roof?
Yeah. We that was where our student radio.
KRNU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that takes.
Oh, I hate heights.
Again,
I can't.
You.
I can't. I'm out.
Yeah, but it's one of the best views because people leave you alone and you get your own little bay.
I'm going to gladly pass.
I was telling people about this. So they had us in on the sixth floor, the suites for the state championship games. And, you know, you have to, like, push open the windows, and you have to use one of those sticks.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it because, irrationally, I'm worried that, like, the force of the window will, like,
it's gonna
pull
you out.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, I don't know what it is. I stay far away.
I remember one time, Thor, Tripp, when he was here, we were going to do a shot. He's like, hey, you know, we could just do it on the roof. I was like, hey, how about not? And he's like, wait a minute.
You gotta stay as far back as you can. And I don't want anybody to go up there too, because then I start getting queasy about them going out.
And it's not so much because the booth doesn't bother me, and I prefer the window open.
Yeah.
And I'm usually always the guy to open it. And if it's if it's Kevin or Larry or whoever, Brandon God, and whoever I've done them with, they usually like it open too. It's if I feel like I don't have control. And a lot of times it's in association with heights.
Yep.
I don't want to be at.
It's the open air. Like there's anything could happen.
Dude.
I'm totally with you.
I would if I had to do an interview up there, I would sit down.
Mm-hmm.
I would be as close to the ground as I'd be like, hey,
yeah,
can we
nail
do this,
the chair to the floor.
Can we do this lying down?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's probably irrational. I've talked about this before. I'd much rather be in the water than in the sky.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know.
What about now? How about
cage diving versus
hey,
ziplining?
Just remember, day. Both of you, when you're in an open booth at Memorial Stadium, just don't drop your hairbrush out the window into the fans down below.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Like Beth Mowins did.
If I drop, yep. if I drop my hairbrush, you know that thing goes with me everywhere.
Hey, that when she had
velocity.
That incident happen where she dropped
Dude,
her hairbrush out the.
I have
the,
a hairbrush.
It hit somebody, right?
Yeah, it hit somebody
goes
in the
with
head.
Me
yeah.
everywhere. I think
like,
it's a nervous.
Like that
habit.
Person about went down.
Yeah, there was some real cause for concern there.
Dude, if I balled up half a hot dog and dropped it and it hits you from the press box, it would hurt.
Yeah, that's the what's his name? The guy with the hot dog cannon.
See, I know the laws of physics. I used to back in the rebellion days, we'd go up on the top of Able and we'd bread cars down below. So you'd take a loaf of bread.
You'd bread them.
You'd take a loaf of bread, and you'd wad it up, and you'd water it, and you'd throw it at cars 11
that's awesome.
Stories down.
Yes. Yeah. That had to make a great sound when it hit the windshields.
Yes, it did.
You ever break anything?
Well, after a while, we weren't really aiming for cars. We were aiming for the pavement because of the sound it would make.
Can you imagine a splack?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so satisfying.
Could you get far enough away where it would do damage? Even a sucker.
That's my question. Yeah, I mean, I think.
I think
we broke a car window once.
Yeah.
Because it's you've seen little itty bitty pebbles.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you're driving behind a semi and the interstate kicks up something.
Yeah. Speaking of which, do you have to prove that that's where it came from for somebody to be liable?
That's a good question.
Next to impossible.
I'm sure
because you know how they sometimes have those things like, hey, how's my driving? 1-800. And I was like, your pebble.
Yeah. I got 6 dents on my windshield. 2 dents on my windshield from just...
Pebbles?
Pebbles.
It's amazing how small they can be, too. And they sound so stinking
but you,
loud.
There's, you know, every once in a while there's one that's a little bit bigger. And like, you could see it
that's
coming.
That's more of a thunk than a...
Uh-huh. And there's nothing you could do.
You're like, and you want to look over and see where it hit. You're like, please don't be... You're please
right.
don't spider.
It's coming right at your face. And you have to, like, flinch like you're sitting behind the backstop at a baseball game. Like, I know this isn't coming through, but it's going to do some damage.
Yeah. Glass is kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
At least for me. Not like knives.
But those things don't shatter.
Oh, by the way, was this the crossover when we were talking about shooting and guns?
I don't know.
Where I was talking about I have a fear of guns?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. So I have somebody from OPD that is willing to teach me.
Oh, fun.
Who better? Right?
That's very safe way to learn.
They're going
to
let you use their guns?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where are you going to go?
He didn't say yet.
Field about 215th and Dodge, wide open field. Here, Damon, here's my revolver.
I highly doubt he would do that. But I do need to overcome that fear. It is a little irrational.
They have a range, OPD?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yes,
where do you think they learn?
I think they...
I was pretty happy, and it was his idea.
Up to date on...
He's like, hey, I'll help you out. Yeah. And I was like, yes. Because one day I want, you know what I mean? I want like a, is it conceal and carry or conceal carry or
you want to have a concealed weapon permit.
I want to be able to, like if I want
carry
to, I
want to carry a shotgun
be,
in the back of your pickup.
Well, what do you want to be able to do?
You know, like
you basically want to be able to shoot people.
No, I don't know if I could, take somebody. I could, I don't know.
You basically, at the end of the day, you'd like to learn how to shoot so you can hunt.
No,
you would like to go turkey hunting with me.
Oh.
No, because I don't think I would want to shoot shotguns.
Are you a hunter?
I want to learn how to shoot handguns, though. But not shotguns. I don't think
you don't want to be like our potential new mayor who's got the TV spot that aired this weekend.
Hey, that thing is great,
where
though.
Where he's standing there and he's... Oh, it's...
I don't think I've seen
it. He's got a shotgun in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
He's dressed like with his hunting dog.
Is he threatening me?
Oh, yes.
He's threatening me in that commercial, isn't he?
It's kind of awkward.
Are you threatening me?
Like he cocks the shotgun like in the middle of the commercial.
Oh, yeah. That's you. That's going to be you.
No. No. I mean more have it at like... I just want to feel safe like I can protect myself.
You have
and I don't
you
like
have Ralph
being,
and Larry,
and I don't like being afraid of anything.
You got the gun show right here.
You know what I mean? I just don't like being afraid of anything, and I figure I need to.
Well, don't be afraid, and we'll go shotgun. We'll go out. We'll hunt some ducks. We'll sit in the blind.
It's weird because
I don't even know if I have the patience to hunt.
Like having the gun, I would have to be the only person who knew where it was, because like having the gun would give me some level of anxiety.
Would it?
Yes.
That's interesting, because of...
It's just there.
Yeah, but it doesn't... Do you think it would change your temperament?
I don't know.
You're pretty laid back.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it would change much, but...
Yeah, so...
Just it being there, and, you know, give yourself too many options.
It's not good. It's kind of so that's part of it. Like, I want to be able to... Because look how we're talking. Like, we're talking ourselves out of it, and we don't even know enough yet. But I'm agreeing with you, really. Right? Like, I think that I should be able to sleep next to an inanimate object and not have it weird me out.
Right.
I want to get over that.
Yes.
Because it would bug me.
I'm trying to think of a good example of, like, something that I have that's you know, that.
I mean, you don't stay away from a coffee table because you think you could one day stub your knee, right? Like,
right.
Oh my gosh, I could bump into that coffee table. Yeah, like, let me stay way away from that.
It's not like I'd lose control and just like, I'm going to involuntarily grab this gun, but like, yeah, that's weirdly.
I just thought that was pretty cool. I was like, you know what? That it's safe, it's controlled. I don't feel like it's going to, you know, I have these weird visions of something coming back and hitting me in the face or me tearing my shoulder up, trying to brace something again. I just want to know, right? Like, you use a good word. I think it is irrational.
It's irrational.
Well, I want to figure it out. That, and I'm not willing to do that with heights, but.
Yeah, I don't know what the.
Yeah, I'll just never
know what the go through is on that one.
I just won't get over it.
I don't think I will either.
I can think about now, being in some precarious spots, and I can make myself queasy just thinking about it.
How do you do with, so you talk about the lack of control. How do you feel about planes, being in planes?
I'm cool.
I am too.
Listen, I hate cars.
Oh, cars.
I'll fly you 98% of the time, give me the flight. Because I.
But how do you feel when you're on the flight?
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
You look out the window.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's all good.
Yeah.
I think we're on the same page then. I like to be the driver of the car.
So like
the control thing.
Maybe it's about being enclosed.
Yes. That's what I said earlier. It's the open air that gets me.
Some of these people, they tweet out these videos of walking like in the mountains. So driving to Colorado, I used to go there. I went there like 6 summers in a row. And I almost had to brace myself a week in advance. Just for the drive.
You're not going to... Oh, for the drive.
Like when you're going up the mountains, and going around turns.
It
sucks.
And
We went to, me and Brett Kane went to Blackhawk Casino. And it's dark coming back and you're.
Yeah.
You know,
and some of the people that are really good, like they, you know, they're better on the road than you are. And it's like, don't be mad at me. It's okay. Go around. Oh, wait, you can't. There's zero room.
Mm hmm.
Right, like it's
one mistake.
But you guys brought up something. And
see ya.
I was lucky enough to fly a lot growing up, so it just became a natural. But I could see. I was thinking about flying on Friday. I could see how people get anxiety if you've never been on a plane, and all of a sudden you get into this tube. Mm-hmm. They close the door. You're not driving.
Well, if you think about it too much,
bad. You can't see the people that are driving the plane.
Nope.
And all of a sudden you take off, you're in the air and you have no control and you're thinking, well, what happens? Or you have like a little turbulence and you're not used to it. And you're like, oh my gosh.
Plus I've convinced myself if something happened in a plane, it wouldn't hurt me near as bad as if I was free falling. Hopefully if I was free falling, I would go into cardiac arrest and I would pass out before I hit the ground. But a plane, it's like, oh, maybe it'll be instantaneous. I don't know.
Either
way, it ends in death.
It
ends in.
I just think one, but it's the same way I feel about.
Started so happy with the soap.
I know. Let me see what else.
It was.
I brought you guys some pens and some pads.
Oh, love.
Are you really taking notes on your Marriott stationery?
Well, you walk in and they've got the pen and they got the little tablet right there.
You know those.
And you know what? I should have brought back.
Those pens don't last very long.
I should have brought back the Bible. I had two Bibles in my
So here's the deal. So good on them because there are a lot of hotels where those aren't in there anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like seeing a unicorn.
Do you look?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't go through the drawers?
I don't look.
Oh, I go through
just
to make
sure. I don't
look at anything. Here's
people. Okay. People were like, you walk into a hotel room. What do you do? I was like, I don't know. The door shuts and I just sit down.
You got
in
some
bed.
Caveman qualities to you. That's kind of okay.
They're like, oh,
you don't care much about what.
You don't lock. I was talking about this with Robbie once. You don't lock the door and look in the closets and look through all the drawers or check under the bed and say, like, no? Is somebody going to be in there?
Could be. Well,
bed bugs.
If you're a female, that's probably one of the first things you do is you check the closets, you check the shower. You just make sure you're safe. And then I check the drawers.
I've never done this.
And then I've also started
doing this. Do you put your clothes in the drawer or no? Or you keep them in the suitcase?
I've hung up nice shirts or jackets before.
Yeah. Not paramount.
No clothes in the drawer. No,
here's,
stays in the suitcase.
Here's something that I was told by a friend of mine who travels a lot more than me that he has started doing that now I do. I go in and of course I walk in and the room is too cold, so I crank it up to about 78, 80 right away.
Ridiculous.
Opposite for me.
He is wow. Yeah. So yeah. Listen, right like there. Normal people.
Yeah.
And nobody and likes their room.
It goes down
78.
To about 66 immediately.
Yeah, and, what's the lowest I can set?
Right.
Yeah.
Now and then I also
because hotel temperature, you know, if it says 72, you know, it's actually 76.
I unplugged the alarm clock because I've been told numerous times that the new trick is for somebody while they're checking out of a room, they will set the alarm clock for like 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and you know,
no.
Some of those times those are complicated to figure out.
Yep.
So I just unplug it.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but that's like a new thing that's going on is people will set the alarm before they leave to
What's
go off
payoff?
For the next guest.
What's the payoff?
It'd be a jerk.
Some people just like
but
to watch
the world
know. Burn.
But you don't even know if it works. You don't even know if somebody's going to be
Dude,
in that room the next
day. Have you
not
been on
day.
Social media?
Yeah.
Some people enjoy
but
watching.
But if you're pranking them. People, don't you want the payoff? Don't you want to like...
You want to see it?
Yeah, no, because in your mind, it did work and it went great. And that person got super angry and...
I didn't know that was
clerk.
A thing, Sharpie, and I'm in hotels quite a bit.
Yeah, I unplug the alarm clock now.
I unplug the alarm clock sometimes because of the light.
First of all, it's never on the right time. That's the number one
it's
reason.
It's never on the right time.
That's the number one reason to unplug
the
clock.
It's because the housekeeper screw with you.
It's or people want it 10 minutes early or 10 minutes behind or whatever.
That's why you unplug it, because they may have set the alarm and they've screwed with the time and it's an hour ahead and you are confused and you're late for something.
And you usually think people are messing with you.
And yes. Usually there's only two outlets by the bed. The clock is the first one to go.
Oh, most, for sure. Oh, yeah. The clock or the lamp or
I need the space. Yeah. Yep.
Beat it.
What Definitely. Would be the number one item you would steal out of a hotel room? You could have anything.
Ooh.
Because they're somewhat like Hilton. You Probably. Can go. You can go to the Hilton site and buy stuff that's in your room.
Oh. It's not. It's not the wash rags because they're cheap. No. I would probably take.
How about the glasses?
No
little cups.
Oh good call.
Yeah.
A lot of places have gone to plastic.
Yeah.
Good. Well, they have both. One's for the coffee, one for your
water.
Regular.
Most of the coffee makers suck.
You know what Keurigs. I would take? I call them like DeMar DeRozan. The mid-range towels. Not the big ones.
Oh, yeah.
Not the little ones.
Very specific.
Not like a TV or a piece of like
Those TVs
furniture.
Aren't great.
I'll take the toilet.
Some places you go, they've upgraded to the 56 high def.
Yeah, they're. I mean, they're okay.
They put the remotes in the bag now, in the plastic bag.
Some places do, or now you can control your TV through your phone.
I thought we were being thing. Practical.
That's
like,
fancy.
No, you can have
walking out of there with a TV.
Anything in a hotel room.
Hey, where are you going, Jeff? Hey, don't mind me.
Like you're going to an auction. A hotel.
I'm not trying
shuts,
to go to jail.
A hotel shuts down. You're going to an auction, and it's nothing but stuff that's in hotel rooms. What's the first thing you're grabbing?
I want the audio-visual projector that you'd get for when you rent the conference room.
Oh.
What would you do with that? Put it up, like for outside viewing? Put it on the garage?
Yeah.
You're looking for luxury items. Mm. These are most things at a hotel are things you already have.
Cereal dispenser.
Looking for something very specific.
Yeah, I'd put a fight on like the garage or it'd be like college where we had those projectors and we'd watch fights on bed sheets. Like, hey, this is cool. Oh, for sure I'm doing that.
How about like the big jug of water when you walk in?
Yeah.
But I wish it could be like filled.
The one that gets the frou-frou stuff in it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
that's
they
pretty
call
cool.
it the elixir water.
Yes. I like that.
It's got like cucumbers and
oh.
stuff in it.
Oh, nope. I got it. Walk off. I'm taking the ice maker.
Oh, yeah. But it's loud.
Who cares?
You got to put it in a place where you're not going to be able to hear it at your house.
Bro.
There is
the
no quiet ice maker out there.
Hey, listen. The ice maker.
Yeah, absolutely, but it's too loud. It is. I'm serious. I love ice.
I take too many showers.
hey,
it's too loud,
and
man.
I have to have a fan on when I sleep. Because
hey, me too.
Yeah,
me
that's
too.
That's how I do it. But that's
it's
too loud.
Down the temp.
But it's inconsistently loud. You know, it's got to be. If it's a fan, you know, it goes the whole time.
I know the ones that I hate are the ones where the little clear tube fills up and you have to pull it down, and then that's all it gives you at a time.
Agreed.
Those, whoever thought of that?
Give me the ice as I please.
Why are you rationing out the ice in baby spurts?
Totally agree.
Right? If you have a cooler, like, just let me get my ice.
Yep.
They build those things just for the bucket.
Right.
And they give you the little ridiculous plastic bag that goes in there.
Ah, yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, I get not wanting to touch a dirty.
The buckets are too small, too.
Yeah,
it was such a joy of going to, like, when you were younger, going to a hotel
with your parents and you say, "Can I go get the ice?"
Yes. Yeah.
And you go down the hallway and grab the ice by yourself.
For sure.
Yeah.
And you, feel
you fill
so...
it up too much and it'll be overflowing.
I'll take the key. I'll take the key.
This
then come
vast
back.
Corridor.
All by myself.
Look at me.
Well, now, I think they
or
sold.
Or you just abnormally sprint for no reason.
Absolutely. Down the hall,
just
because
you could run down the hallway.
They sold probably half the ice makers because now there's hotels where they only have them on every other floor.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
They probably sold half of them because they need money.
The famous hotel we stayed in Wichita is notorious for that. Ice is on the second, fourth, and sixth floor. It's awesome.
It's a real shame.
Tony says, buy everything for a room and make your extra bedroom look like a hotel room.
This is a good idea.
That would be...
Yeah. It's awesome, actually.
That could be the...
Tony, always that practical?
The in-laws room. Mother-in-law comes, she's staying in a hotel room.
Hey, you're checking out at the Hilton.
You put a Bible into her little nightstand?
I'm telling you.
You ever some hookups?
You put the alarm clock in the wrong
place. There's not a lot of hotels with those in them anymore.
Andy's mint on the pillow?
Yeah. You're certainly not getting any candy. Now you can stay at the Doubletree and get cookies. But even those, it's like.
You have to go to the front desk. They don't.
Yeah, they're not just in the room anymore.
Yeah, and they're not putting the mints on your pillow or designing one of the towels to look like an elephant or something like that.
Or how about this? If you're staying over a weekend, you don't get house cleaning anymore over the weekend. You have to ask and get new towels. They don't come in and clean.
Yeah, there's
your
more
room.
Places really? That are doing that for the earth.
Is that
like
what it
you,
is?
You can request housekeeping daily, or like with your towels.
Yeah, if you pull out the third row,
you need
row,
new towels every day.
Oh, no question.
I mean, yeah, you know this. You take eight showers.
Yeah, no question. That's the first thing to go.
Have you ever walked into a hotel room with a black light?
No. That
do you? Would you fear
I'm not
that would be
to freak
a bad
myself
idea?
Out.
Yeah.
How often are you washing towels at your house?
Just it's curiosity. Every 3 days.
Every 3 days? Okay.
Yeah. We got a nice little rotation. Mm-hmm.
I seem to have a lot of towels at my house that have Gatorade on them. I wonder
you
where
wait,
I got
wait,
those.
Wait till you start going through wait till you start going through more laundry with kids.
Yeah.
It's by far it's the most annoying thing that goes on
super
in our house.
Super annoying.
So it's laundry every day?
Yeah. Now I have to sort it because they're into like the bulky stuff like sweatpants and hoods and it eats up laundry in a hurry. Yeah. So you used to just be able to, I mean, you had a 2 or 3 year old, you'd throw everything in there.
Yeah.
I don't wash the majority of that stuff like more than once a few weeks. Big coat.
Every day I get a tied up grocery bag of clothes. Here, your kid didn't make it through the day with these.
How many pairs of pants do you guys wear in a week? How many different pairs of pants?
Five out of seven. There's gonna be one day where I'll wear the same pants.
There's two or three times a week I have to dress up. So three, four.
Yeah.
I got five.
Same I'm like at two or three different pairs of pants.
Hey, listen, my bottom drawer in my house is all pants. That's probably 9 pair of similar looking pants.
I need some more pants for the rotation.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'll wear pants 3 days.
That
in
was
a row.
4 of my 7 Christmas gifts.
Pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could use some more pants.
How many? So what's the statue of length of towels? Like, do you give it 6 months onto the new batch?
No, but you know what? I will say this. I'm all jokes aside. I think they have made towels less absorbent now.
Yes, I agree.
It's a joke. They don't even really work. I don't know what the material is.
This is another prank on us.
I'm dead dog serious.
I can't find
Josh
it.
Apparently is the only one in this room with some sense right now because he and I are kind of vibing.
We're in the market for like good towels at our house.
You know how many times I've asked my mom towels. where she's gotten her towels?
Yeah.
And she tells me the same place each time. I'm like, those aren't the same ones I've been getting.
Are you getting them from the back? Like,
I'm not sure that I've ever bought a towel.
Oh, you had to have one time.
So, I don't know if I'm mortified by you or I want to hang out. You may be the most low maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't give a what. But
unless
sometimes you have
to. I went to college. My parents gave me towels, a few towels, and I had those for several years.
Do you care what you eat?
Not be more really. Specific. Yeah, I would probably say not really.
Wow. So if we were out of town, like let's say we're at Big Ten Media Days.
Yeah.
I say, hey, where do you want to go eat? You'd be like, I don't care.
No, that's exactly what I would say.
Yeah, I don't care, wherever.
But not, you know, if we're out of town, I want to go somewhere, you know, not nice, but somewhere.
Where we wound up the last time. That was a good little spot.
That was a great spot.
Yeah, that's interesting. You can be too carefree. Because you want to have some discretion,
oh, you
discretion,
certainly can,
right?
Yeah. No, that's true. There's been mistakes. made mistakes. That's for sure.
I don't know if I've ever. I don't know if I've ever bought it.
And
I,
then my wife buys all the rest of the towels, and we've been together for.
They 11 are less
years.
And you probably got you know wedding gifts.
Uh huh. Definitely. Yeah. Now we're all stocked up. Got a bunch of towels now.
Do you have anything you haven't opened?
Ooh, I don't think so.
And that re-gift thing that Sharp and you guys didn't want to, well, you weren't here yet, C-Hat, but Sharp didn't want to participate in the White Elephant or whatever they call it now, which is kind of new to me. I got a 4-inch waffle maker that now I got the backstory. It's been re-gifted 3 times.
Mm.
It had never been opened, and I think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh,
I'm glad it ended up in the right person's hands then.
Yeah, like people are just not enjoying the 4-inch waffle maker. Like it is fantastic. You don't even have to use bread. You could pour egg in there.
You gotta buy the batter.
No, I just like you can use it for things other than waffles.
Yeah, you put like some frozen hash browns in there.
Yeah, cheese.
Egg.
Nice.
A slice of meat.
Thinking outside the box.
TikTok.
That is a solid regifting.
Hey, TikTok, and I traded for it. You know, because you get one trade during the rules we had in the little exchange. And I, like, kind of put my arms around it like I used to eat in prison. And I was, like, trying to give off the vibe, don't trade for it. Mm. And nobody really wanted it.
See, if I were to – how big is this event?
Oh, there are probably only it's 11 small. Or 12 people in there.
You'll find out. When you're middays here, they don't invite you to anything.
I didn't go to the big meeting. No, no. What you do is you give off this vibe like you don't want to be talked to.
No, I don't want to do that.
And then you're like really good at your job, and so Sharpie became an untouchable.
Nice job, Gary.
Thank you.
They're like, oh, we won't bother Sharp.
I want to be talked to. I would talk to everybody. That's why I took the seat in the bullpen.
It's overrated.
Everybody walks
by.
After
a while, it will be overrated.
Well, I want to get to know people first and then decide who is worth continuing. The relationship.
Most everyone on this floor is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subtle shot.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
I just don't know as many people above us.
Gotcha. Now, if I was going to fraternize, that's probably where I would go. Upstairs is way more fun than down here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go over to Mark's side unless you go see Radar or Tina. That's fun.
Okay.
Skip Mark.
Okay.
No fun.
Sure.
Go over to the sales side. That's fun. You know,
I get to know all these people.
Yeah, getting to know you. Did you watch Ozark? I got to get going. But
I watched episode one.
Season 4?
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
Oh, I've seen them all.
Did you watch episode one?
Well, I almost, because I couldn't go to sleep last night for the Chiefs game. I'm like, okay, I'm ramped up.
Yeah, I'm done.
Should I just start watching Ozark?
And you?
Nah,
I'm done.
You
got
already watched
all seven.
It?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I would like to.
It's maybe going to get there. It's not the first 3 seasons.
So when does season 4 part 2 come out?
I hope soon. Because I'm guaranteeing you, most people that watched it almost went 1 through 7.
Probably.
It was leading up to football on Saturday.
There's some doozies. But I don't think you're going to be like, huh.
The start of the first episode was like, whoa.
Yeah, did you watch the recap?
I did watch the recap. I needed to watch the recap.
And it
It helped a little bit, yeah.
Who was your favorite character so far?
Good question. Who's my favorite character so far? I don't know. I appreciate Marty Bird.
Okay. Josh?
Jason Bateman?
Yeah, I'm going to go Jason Bateman because I have not seen the show.
Yeah, we caught him on something he hadn't seen.
Finally.
I've not seen the show.
This dude was a machine.
Yeah. It's surprising.
Sharpie?
Marty.
McFly?
Man.
3 for 3?
He would be number 2.
Behind?
I like Wendy.
Laura Linney.
Hey.
She's just been the same person for the last 20 years.
She is something else.
Yeah. She was the same person. I think she played the same character in Truman Show.
I would venture to say, and some of these experts can correct me, but she's probably the focal point of the first 7 episodes.
It started to shift that way, I felt like, in the last season. But
she is something else.
So that means that Marty will be on the back end.
Because you can't start a series.
It's got to be about Martin.
So he has some skills that I want, although sometimes I think he's a gump. Like, sometimes I just want him to drop the hammer, but he's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
He's even keeled. His Kate, like, his delivery cracks me up. Like, you know, he has this, like, how about we try a different approach?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Let's not do that.
Yep.
You know, like, that's
just hold off.
That's his. Mm-hmm. He says things like that, as opposed to just saying, "Hey, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. Let's not do that. We're gonna do this." Or my favorite, can I talk to you for a second?
That's a good one too.
Yeah,
I like Wendy. Have a good show, boys.
See ya.
We'll see ya.
That's a crossover.